I did feel good about things. I mean, I knew just the style of the way the game was going, the style of defense they were playing. I mean, it was a lot of tough man-to-man coverage. You're this far away at any given time from, you know, hitting one of those passes. Guy breaks a tackle. You're off to the races. You kind of saw it there with them to come out in the second half. You know, defense was playing great, and then, you know, two plays kind of a sudden swing a little bit of momentum. So, and it was like that in the first half. I think, you know, there in the third quarter, though, we would love to have been more productive, but you know, came back when we had to. You know, move the chains. Defense gave us some good field position. You know, and got that score in the end.
Andy and some of the guys in there said they saw something in your eyes. They
Do you have any idea what they're talking about? Yeah, no. No, I think you get in those situations enough as a quarterback, you know, and I feel like I've played in a lot of tight games and over the years. And you know, yeah, with 8 minutes, 10 minutes left in the fourth, you don't press. You know, you just go out there and do your job. And you just kind of focus it in that much more, and you bring the guys in that much more, and you know you're only one play away. You know, really, that was my mindset. You know, you go out there and one at a time, and you don't know which play is going to be the difference maker. So,
the other games in the fourth quarter have been more about protecting
yeah.
the lead than winning a game.
Yeah.
Next time you guys get in a situation, is this going to make it?
No question. I think it helps. Anytime you get in these situations and you overcome it and you play well. I mean, this is a first for us this year. You know, being down in the fourth quarter, had to have a game-winning drive, and we're able to put it together. You know, then defense. You know, defense sealed the deal along with special teams with the field goal. So these are great experiences to have, especially as you know, being together for the first time on offense. Great experiences to build on.
Alex, can you just describe the significance of, I think you threw for 41 yards to Donnie from your one.
Yeah.
And just getting unpinned, and that was right after the goal line stand.
Yeah. I mean, defense, huge goal line stand. I mean, big swing there. It could have been even bigger if we could have finished that drive off with a touchdown, but and that's a 10-point swing. Defense holding, and then us moving it all the way down and getting the field goal right before half. So big, big shift in the game there. You know, like I said, you know, you'd love to have somehow come up with a score and make that a 14-point swing and give ourselves an even bigger lead. But, yeah, I thought that was a big difference in the game.
And did you like having a chance to go downfield a little more today?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, always trying to take what the defense gives you and to present us some opportunities down the field. I think, you know, we'll look at it and learn from it. You know, did some good things and certainly some things we need to look at and get better at.
Last question. How does that help the defense when you are able to stretch the field? Or how help the offense when you are able to stretch the field with that perfect pass?
Yeah, I mean, you got to threaten them. I mean, the style of defense they're playing it is going to be a give and take, and you got to get yours. You got to be able to make the plays, and when you make them, they got to be big plays. They got to be game changers, and you know, had some there in the first half, and you know, didn't have enough in the second half, but we had the one that counted. You know, had that the drive that got us on top, but it's that type of day. They're a good defense, you know, especially at home here playing with the noise, wet day. You know, it was tough conditions, but you know. I thought the guys played great. I mean, it was such a great team win all around. Defense, I thought, played great in the fourth quarter. Special teams played great all day. And then, you know, I thought that the offensive line, once again, I mean, it was a different situation. But I thought they, you know, really took that on, that game-winning drive.
Last two, Bahe and Bob.
I thought maybe you weren't sharp to start the game, but you got
yeah.
But was it just also the different coverages, or what was
the they were mixing there? It. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's you know, they're good up front, and they're pressing outside, and you know, they're trying to disrupt your timing, and you know, it's hard to get the ball out on time. You know, it's such a fine line there, and that type playing that type of defense is such a fine line between you know, big plays on offense and you know, you're just that far off, you know, because they are jamming you and pressing you outside. They're bringing pressure. You really got to be on top of it in the perimeter unit in the passing game.
It seemed like in the first half, especially, you didn't want to go. You know, you didn't. You know, there may have been opportunities, but you stayed in the pocket, and eventually it turned into the big play when you did go.
Yeah.
Was it something they were doing, or were you just trying to be more patient?
Yeah, I felt like you know, it wasn't doing anything conscious, I guess, to stay in there. In fact, I was very opposite. That all day I kept telling myself, you know, and all that man-to-man coverage. A lot of times there was no one for me, and if I could get out. I felt a lot of times the way they were rushing, you know, very consistent in their lanes. They weren't going to, they weren't doing a lot of twists or anything to let me get out of there. You know, but no, it wasn't anything I was consciously trying to do. I definitely was very aware that if I could, I'd get out of there and hopefully try to make some plays with my legs.
So you didn't see those lanes that you've been seeing?
I didn't. No. Maybe they'll be on film. We'll see. Sometimes it's like that. So. All right.